Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today, we're going to be talking about an audience question. How can I improve my connection to my partner by myself? That is, without necessarily the partner being involved in some kind of couples exercise. Is there anything you can do just by yourself? Yes, there is. There really, really is. So we're going to be talking about how to improve that connection by yourself. And that has its ins and outs, of course. Before we get started, a shout out to new listeners in Victoria, Canada. What a beautiful area. Thank you for this connection. We're so excited to have you here. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, follow the links in the show notes, and that'll take you over to where you can join the email list and send in your questions. You can get immediately a primer on all the stages, a quick little one-pager, so you have a clue on that, so you can follow along. And also gives you ability to ask questions by just writing back to the email. And if you want, you can also get a weekly digest of all the latest articles, podcasts, diary entries, and all the good stuff. So make sure you get over there and sign up and let me know how I can help. So improving your connection to your partner by yourself. So here was the question. It's, I want to try out some of the techniques that you have for couples, but my partner's not really into it. What can I do? So this is pretty common. Typically, one partner is a little bit more into that kind of thing than the other. So no worries. No worries. The answer is simple. Be the partner you want to have. Lead by example. So let me explain. You are not trying to change your partner. That is not something that we want to do. We're not here to put expectations on our partners. We're not here to put judgment on our partners. You are not trying to change your partner. You are not trying to brainwash or manipulate your partner. You're only seeking deeper connection. Now, not everyone is into relationship exercises, and that's okay. Because you're going to find that if you just open a conversation with the right question, they will answer it. Questions are amazingly powerful. So, for example, you're going to want to start to deepen your connection with your partner by building trust. Trust is step one. So, don't say, babe, I want us to build trust. Because that's creepy. That sounds, number one, like you don't have trust. Like, it sounds somewhat accusatory, like you don't trust them and their mind's going to go to all kinds of bad places. So don't open it up by going, I want us to build trust. Just take a look at the trust building recommendations. We've talked about that in a previous episode. That was episode number 123. Take a look at that or go find the article in the reading room. And you can see that the sort of things that we do to build trust, that discussing needs and fears are very important, right? So just as a reminder on how to build trust, step one is dropping all judgment and expectation. No judgment allowed, no expectation allowed. Step two is expressing your needs and your fears and listening to their needs and their fears. And then being helpful. Help make sure that their needs are met. Help provide protection or care when it comes to their fears. So you can just ask your partner what their needs are. Get them thinking. Ask them what their biggest fears are. And then offer support and care. So basically, do your half of the exercise. Most of the time, they'll ask the same questions back to you. And seeing your example, feeling your caring and your support, they're naturally going to offer the same back to you. You get what you give. So if you give your half of the exercise, you will tend to get the other half in return quite automatically. Now, if they don't return any of that, and they leave the issue one-sided, you might have to just speak up about your needs without them asking. And that's perfectly okay. And in fact, I encourage it. Never stay quiet about your needs. If they detail their needs and fears, share yours too. If they don't think to support your needs, ask them specifically for what you would like them to do. For example, if you didn't sleep well, you might ask them if they could put the kids to bed tonight so that you could head to bed early. Now, in terms of sexual exercises, there's plenty you can do on your own. Obviously. When your partner notices the difference, and they will, you can divulge your new techniques. They might then be open to trying out some new things. And we'll be talking about that and writing about that more in the future. Even your finances can be a point of deepening connection. So if you are usually the money master in the house, but you want them to be more involved, strike up a conversation asking their opinion on whatever financial thing you want to discuss. You don't need to say, "I want you to be more involved." That's going to sound scary to your partner because it's too undefined. So instead, ask your partner specific questions, like what they think about saving for some specific thing, or do they think you should have a budget line for this other thing next month? Valuing their opinion is the key to gaining their involvement. See the difference? So just, if you want their involvement, don't say, "I want your involvement," because what does that mean, right? Value their opinion. Ask their opinion on something, and they will naturally become involved. On the other side of that coin, if there's a subject you don't want them involved in, don't ask their opinion. Never invite someone into your swim lane and then be shocked that they're in the lane. So the thing that you want to avoid is thinking that their lack of interest in the subject means something about you or something about them or something about the relationship. It usually does not mean any of that. Just because they're not into these same exercises as you are, it doesn't mean anything. Now, you might be afraid to ask for what you need. You might be afraid that they will refuse to support you. You might be afraid to face the reality that your relationship may not be a good one, and that's what you're really scared about. But if this relationship is not a good one, you are better off knowing that sooner rather than later. So speak up. Give it a try. Never be afraid to face reality. I don't care what it is. Because the reality might be that this connection with your partner has the potential for deeply divine love. And that is worth the effort. So be the partner that you want to have. Lead by example, with patience, and without judgment. Offer the love and the support that you crave. And don't be surprised when it's returned tenfold. And that is how you work on deepening the connection in your relationship all by yourself. It doesn't take two. It takes one to get it started, and the other will naturally join in. Let me know how this goes for you. Head on over to the office, join the email list if you're not on it already. Write to me. Tell me how it's going. Let me know how I can help. Let me know what questions you have. Because if you have a question, I guarantee lots of other people have exactly the same question. Thanks for joining me this time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, in your relationships and everywhere else, complete connection. We'll see you next time.